welcome to the summer series with me, Nicole Sachs, on the Cure for Chronic Pain Network. You are here. Hi, guys. So as I mentioned when I first began the summer series, I will be traveling a lot this summer. And this particular week is a travel week. So what I decided in order to keep myself sane, which I'm always talking to you about self-care and sanity, that on travel weeks, instead of a fully produced podcast that includes recordings dropped in of your particular stuff, even though definitely will be many of the podcasts, it's going to be sort of a less formal knowledge drop, you know, something that I've been going through personally or something that I feel that came up in one of my communities that could benefit you, sort of a quick shot of where I think you could use some guidance this week. So that is what we're going to do today as I move myself about the country. And I hope that you guys are having a lovely summer and finding some space for you to do, whether it be travel or just maybe a little break from your routine or something that gives you a little bit of a lift. I know that travel brings me a little bit of a lift because it gets me out of the day-to-day of what I have been doing in my own life. So that's where you find me. So today I want to talk about two topics that are not completely related, but I think are very, very important. One of them is grief, and the other of them is long COVID. And I have reasons for bringing them together this week. So those of you who have been following my life and this podcast know that I had to put my beloved dog Blue down, which is something that thank you so much for all of your notes and your compassion about how hard that is and how much you are sending me your love and support. And I receive that and I thank you for that. And the reason I'm talking about that today and I'm talking about the concept of long COVID is that I have had the contention since I heard about long COVID about a year ago, and I have several podcasts and Instagram videos on the topic, that I think long COVID, although real, trust me, we're going to get into that in a minute, and not in your head at all, long COVID is a manifestation of the mind-body system, and it is a perpetuation of fear and meaning connected with COVID, and it's also enacted by the trigger of having had COVID. So I'm not suggesting that the symptoms of long COVID are completely random and, you know, mind body purely. I'm saying that once you've had COVID, it creates an environment in your body that is, let's say, rich, the soil is rich for you developing certain symptoms that go under the umbrella of long COVID. Even though I'm going to be honest with you, long COVID has such a big umbrella now. There are so many symptoms attributed to long COVID. It almost just becomes the kind of TMS we've been talking about for years. But I'm going to talk to you a little bit about my quote long COVID and why I connect it to grief and why I and the mindset that I think can be really helpful for you to have around long COVID. So I do believe that COVID began with such incredible fear and meaning that it was a perfect atmosphere, a perfect petri dish for there to be a TMS component, a long component to this, rather than a common cold or a flu that has no charge around it that everybody gets all the time. And so people aren't worried about long anything when it comes to that. But COVID being something that came onto the scene with such fear and such panic, it's just ripe for that kind of thing, just like people have post-concussive syndrome. Now, I'm not suggesting that post-concussive syndrome isn't a real thing. Yes, you're really getting headaches. You're really sensitive to light. You're really having brain fog. Very many things that are similar to long COVID because a concussion is such an intrusive and shocking event that, you know, that leads to a concussion. However, I've seen myriad people and heard from them all over the world that had a diagnosis of post-concussive syndrome and are symptom-free after doing this work because they just had to settle their nervous system from fight or flight into rest and repair, which is the end result of doing this work. So in the same vein, I think that COVID came onto the scene as a concussion. It was a smack to the head for all of us. I remember sitting in my living room and hearing on the news that they were thinking about closing school for 2 weeks. And I was like, 2 weeks? What are you talking about? I can't have my kids home for 2 weeks. Ha ha ha. Yeah, joke's on me. 2.5 years later. And so I think we were all kind of concussed by the concept of long COVID and of COVID itself. And so when people started having these sort of long-term lingering symptoms after they had recovered from COVID, and then it was named, remember, there's power in naming. There's both fearful and negative power in naming, and there's positive power in naming, like the journal speak practice in the vein of allow, name, and release. But when we name something with fear and we give it meaning, like long COVID, then the symptoms are perpetuated by the fear, and then the fear continues, and it's like, you know, it's a crazy cycle. So here's why I use myself as my best example. Because I had COVID in May. Those of you who attended my virtual retreat May 13th through the 15th know this because I taught it with COVID. Thank God it was a virtual retreat, or obviously it would have had to have been canceled. I had relatively mild COVID. When I say relatively, I mean the first 2 or 3 days that I had it, I was pretty sick in that I didn't feel well enough to do much. Luckily, the retreat happened on day like 6, 7, 8. So I was just like slightly under the weather. And, you know, they had to forgive my coughing here and there, but I was certainly able to teach and the retreat was amazing. And one of the things that happened to me in the space of having COVID is that I lost my taste and smell, and it really fucking freaked me out. I remember pre-grieving COVID for that particular reason, which is all goes into the what happens in the mind-body system. I had thought about it prior that if I get COVID, that's the one thing that I don't want to happen to me. Of course, we have no control over what happens to us depending on what we want. But I remember thinking, oh, I'll take anything but that. Oh, and I didn't want a lingering cough. I think it's hilarious to talk about what I wanted with COVID. But anyway, I'm just telling the truth. And so I ended up not only getting the cough, which was my original symptom, but I lost my taste and smell. And I had this sensation up and down my nose, which felt like burning in my nose, that also was associated with my loss of smell. And so what I have found now, I completely recovered from COVID. I'd say within 2 weeks, I was 100% relieved of the symptoms of COVID. I'd say a couple of weeks later, it would ebb and flow several days later starting, I would get this sensation of my smell being diminished and this burning going up almost into my head. It almost feels like I got water up my nose. That happens, that terrible feeling when you're swimming and you get water up your nose. That's how it feels. It almost like ends in a bit of a headache in between my eyes. And I was like, God damn, look at me. I'm having long COVID. Which is, and I want you to know that I'm not diminishing the seriousness of any diagnosis, but because I am such a freaking beast when it comes to getting so many things over the years and dealing with them with a TMS approach, when a new thing comes to me, I use it as information and I greet it with curiosity rather than fear. And so I was getting this long COVID symptom and the headaches, and I was like, wow, okay, I get it. This is, and brain fog a bit. And I said, this is what people are talking about. So I have, regardless of my knowledge base and regardless of my intention, I am a person in the world. I'm a person who information has seeped into myself, and I have unconsciously logged it, as we all do. And I now have some symptoms of long COVID. And the reason I'm telling you about this is I'm inviting you to treat whatever symptom is going on for you, whether it be long COVID or any other symptom that is your TMS right now, that is your mind-body system reacting to your repressed emotions and your suggestibility of your human brain, that it is real for me that I'm having these symptoms, but I'm using these symptoms as information. So what really is happening in my experience in mind-body medicine when I'm getting a symptom of any kind? Well, what's happening is I have something going on in my life that's too big for me to feel right now. And that could be a conglomeration of many different things, or that could be one big thing, or it can be both, and it really doesn't matter. But when we are having feelings that are too big and we haven't taken the time to pause and allow, name them in our journal speak practice and allow them to release, when we haven't done that, which most people don't, or most people don't even know they need to, those symptoms can hold the space for that thing that's too big to feel. And right now I'm in the space of the long journey into my dog's illness, his cancer, which started several months ago, the surgery for the cancer, and then the biopsy, and then understanding that this was the most aggressive form, the worst case scenario, and then watching the tumor grow back in like a shockingly short period of time, knowing that it was imminent that we had to euthanize him and all that, you know, that I've been going through. And it's just freaking big, guys. It's big. And the sorrow of my children and the fact that I'm also trying to juggle everything else in my life, my brain and my nervous system made a determination for me. Remember, your brain and your nervous system don't ask your permission or your opinion before protecting you. And if they did, every single one of us would probably be dead, because there are so many times in your life that you have reacted with a split 2/10 of a second reaction that saved your life or kept you from serious injury. And it's because your brain and your nervous system responds without your permission. It is a life-saving system. And so the way my brain and my nervous system are responding to me right now with these long COVID symptoms are trying to give me something to think about and to distract me so I don't look toward what they deem, my brain and my nervous system deem, to be unmanageable to the point where I might not survive. I know this is going to – that sounds hyperbolic, but I mean, we're talking about a system in your body that's as old as time, that is there to literally save your life. So if for whatever perception that has been created of the meaning I place on the dog and of the things that have created my grief around this, if that perception is that's unbearable, that Nicole can't handle this, okay, let's step in and save her. Well, what's one place that I'm ripe to believe that something could be real? And just please take this language with a grain of salt, because I know it's real. But you know, when I say real, I mean real, like something I need to be actually afraid of. Well, what's one place that we can, that the body's already ripe for this? Well, she just had COVID and she did indeed lose her taste and smell. And she did indeed have this symptom. And this is something that the body is primed for right now, to have the symptom come back and to ebb and flow. And that's what happens in long COVID. So I'm getting it. And the way I'm meeting it, and this is what's very important for me to share with you, using myself as my own best example, is I'm meeting it with a real flow. I'm meeting it with a gentle communion. I feel the symptom. I feel it get worse and better throughout the day, depending on how much I'm annoyed by it or how much I don't want it. And I allow myself to have those feelings. I allow myself to be annoyed. I allow myself to not want it, but I don't allow myself to buy in to that thick reality of, I can't handle this right now, or, oh my God, what's wrong with me? Or should I see a specialist? Like, no. I notice that it doesn't stay all day. I notice that it's different when I wake up and through the day and when I go to bed. I notice that when I'm engaged in another activity that really has my attention, I feel it less. These are the hallmarks of TMS. And so what I want you to understand is that the way I'm meeting it is the way I'm really inviting you to meet your symptoms. And oftentimes we talk about meeting them with apathy or disregard. And certain people say, well, that's impossible for me. And I say, well, maybe then meet them with less attachment. Don't attach to them. However the mindset works for you. But what I'm saying is, I'm doing this right now. I'm right in the thick of it. I feel it right now. What's very interesting is I feel it now less than I felt it 2 minutes ago when I was worried I wasn't going to make my point. You guys are living this in real time with me. No shit. And so I'm just saying, you know, if we can use our pain and our symptoms as information, as a messenger that a lot is going on for us right now, and sometimes we'll be able to handle that, meaning journal it out or, you know, have a hard conversation that makes us feel better. And sometimes we won't. Sometimes it's just about, I might need to feel this today because maybe this long COVID symptom is a bit safer for my body than feeling the desperate grief I have around my dog. Maybe I wouldn't be able to get through this podcast without sobbing the entire time, and that wouldn't do you or me any good. Like, maybe I'm being protected by holding space with this symptom. And if that's the case, okay. I can practice acceptance that I have it today, or I have it right now. I can allow it to ebb and flow. I can pretend that I am on a raft on the ocean and the symptoms are bringing me into shore and pulling me out and bringing me in and pulling me out, and I can flow with them. And that's the way we get things to go. What we resist persists. What we cling on to is what causes suffering. And so if I cling on to the need to something for something to be gone, it's just going to run toward me again and again and again. And I find that as I wear it like a loose garment, and as I flow with it, and as I allow it to be information, and as I'm more and more able to look at that which is making me sad, this thing with my dog, this thing with my kids, this desire to just travel and be free, all of that, it's important. And I'm there with it, and I'm putting my attention there rather than my attention on how annoying the symptom is and how it's ruining my day. And in doing that, it doesn't ruin my day because it's just another thing. Last week on the podcast, I talked about belief, and I talked about allowing our body to be something we can commune with and not hate it just because it's a reflection of our human condition. This is what's happening. My body right now is a reflection of my human condition. Can I not hate it for that? Can I partner with it and say, I hear you? You're trying to protect me from this depth of grief. Maybe in that communion, I can find peace, and in that peace, the symptom will go. I have no doubt. I'm about to embark on some nice travel for a couple weeks, and I think that within that, it's going to go. But I figured while I have it, let me use it. Let me use it for you. Let me give it to you like a little gift. Put a bow on my stupid long COVID and give it to you so that you might be able to use that as some information in your own life. So there you go. That's a little bit of my knowledge drop for you today as I embark on what I'm doing. And, you know, just keep talking to me, guys. Keep sending me your speak pipes. It's speakpipe.com/Nicole Sachs, NicoleSachs. Talk to me. What's happening for you right now? What do you need? Ask me. I might be able to give it to you. That's what I want. I want us to all be together in this conversation, and I want to collect this information and all of your needs so that when we get to the fall and when I have time to create something really exciting and new, it's something that you need. So please keep communicating with me. And if indeed this work is really landing for you and you want to solidify it with some time spent face to face, I will be teaching in person with my whole group of incredibly gifted women at the, with although the retreats for women and men, it happens that I have an all-female team. And we get lots of men every summer, but, at the Omega Institute, August 7th through the 12th, go to eomega.org and search my name, or go to my website, thecureforchronicpain.com, and click on the retreats tab or the resources tab and come join us. It is a week that will change your life. And I mean that with no hyperbole. Every year I see it happen, and it's just incredible. So I send you big love. Thank you for hanging out with me today. And until next week, this is Nicole Sachs with the Summer Series on the Cure for Chronic Pain Network, and I'll see you then. Bye-bye.